Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Alchemy of Herbs, transform everyday ingredients into foods and remedies that heal. When we were very young, we heard a proverb, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So, when you were a child, did you eat apples because of the proverb? Today we'll tell you another saying, diet cures more than doctors. Because an apple a day isn't sufficient to meet the body's energy requirements, we also need to diversify our diets, mix and match meals properly to stay healthy. However, there are too many ingredients in our everyday lives. If we devote ourselves to eating and drinking without restraint, our stomach and health will suffer. So how do we mix and match our meals properly and become disciplined in eating? The book we're going to share with you today will examine this issue. From a scientific point of view, the author thoroughly explains the characteristics, functions, and values of 29 carefully selected herbs that are common in our lives. With the author's explanations, you'll be able to find the right herbs for yourself and learn how to mix and match your meals properly. In addition, you'll also be able to make your beverages, delicious foods, and skincare products from these common herbs. Not only can this book make you a DIYer, but it's also your guidebook to leading a healthy life. When the author of this book, Rosalie de la Forêt, was 23, she was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease and was told she had only 20 more years to live. After her futile attempts to seek help from modern medicine, she began to take an interest in herbal medicine. The herbalist's treatment coupled with self-exploration led to her recovery in 6 months. The experience she made while seeking medical help inspired her to delve into herbs. She went on to become a registered herbalist with the American Herbalists Guild and the Education Director for Learning Herbs. She dedicates herself to helping people discover the magical powers of herbs and advocating a natural lifestyle. In this bookie, we'll take you through the herbs in your kitchen in three parts. Part 1, what are herbs? Part 2, common uses of herbs. Part 3, how do we find the matching herbs for ourselves? Now, let's talk about the content of the first part to understand what herbs are. Herbs are plants that are small, short-lived, and have weak stems. Most of the time, the above-ground portion or the entire plant will die at the end of their growing season. They are ubiquitous in our daily lives. They are both edible foods and important sources of many drugs, providing us with essential nutrients. There are many ways to understand the properties of herbs. Tasting plants is one of them, and it's also a fairly straightforward one. The book classifies herbs into 5 categories based on their tastes: pungent, salty, sour, bitter, and sweet. Next, we'll learn about some common herbs through these 5 tastes. First, the pungent herbs. Pungent herbs are relatively common in our everyday lives, and most of the spices we use regularly are pungent or spicy. For example, black pepper, cayenne pepper, garlic, mustard, fennel, and peppermint are all common ingredients. When we speak of black pepper, you probably already imagine eating a steak with black pepper sauce or drinking a bowl of borscht flavored with black pepper. When black pepper is added in our food, we'll get a burning sensation in our mouths and a sweating forehead. Pungent herbs are often used as sensory stimulants or synergists. They can speed up blood circulation in the body and bring warmth from the core of the body out to the limbs. However, there are also a few pungent herbs that can dissipate heat in your body. In our everyday lives, pungent herbs make our foods tastier and are good for our health. So, what are the salty herbs? This particular saltiness doesn't mean the salt we use in every meal, and it doesn't taste like table salt either. According to herbalists, salty refers to herbs high in micronutrients and tastes like minerals. Salty herbs include nettle, seaweed, violets, oat straw, and so on. They are rich in vitamins and minerals. If there is a category of herbs that's the most nutritious, salty herbs deserve the title. The most representative of salty herbs is the nettle, which is very nutritious, even more so than kale. Using this spice for cooking can yield substantial health benefits. In terms of taste, it's the sourness that will invigorate you. The best example of sour herbs is the lemon. A glass of ice-cold lemonade on a summer day is best described as refreshing. Just like salty herbs, sour herbs can do more than just being sour. Sour herbs can stimulate digestion, boost energy, reduce inflammation, and are rich in antioxidants. The vast majority of fruits and astringent herbs we eat are classified as sour. As a result, most people can eat sour herbs daily to promote gastrointestinal motility and strengthen the body. If there's one taste that brings you the most joyful feeling, it's got to be sweetness. Whether you're feeling sad or cheerful, a dessert will bring you a glow of happiness. Do you have great expectations of sweet herbs upon hearing this? But we have to tell you that sweet herbs don't taste the same as candy or desserts. Some of the ingredients are bittersweet, some are just slightly sweet, while some are not sweet at all. You may be wondering why herbs that aren't sweet at all should be placed in this category. The primary reason for this is that it has nourishing and strengthening properties. Sweet herbs can improve bodily weakness, regulate stress, and reduce inflammation. Furthermore, they modulate our immune system and help us sleep. For example, ashwagandha and astragalus fall into this category. Let's discuss the last taste of herbs. Literally, we can call it bitterness, the antonym of sweetness. We always shy away from talking about bitterness in life. Indeed, most people don't like the bitter taste. Mentions of that taste are always associated with medicines and painful experiences. Nevertheless, bitter herbs have plenty of health benefits. Not only are they essential for our digestive system and aiding digestion, but they also have a cooling and draining effect. Moreover, they help to reduce inflammation. Also, most bitter herbs are good for the liver. Ingredients such as coffee and cacao become our common beverages, and dandelion and chamomile belong to this category. Of course, it's also important to note that excessive coffee consumption can be potentially harmful in many ways. Be sure to drink refreshing drinks like coffee and cacao in moderation according to your physical condition. We have now covered the first part to learn about what herbs are. Next, let's do a quick recap. Herbs are plants that are small, short-lived, and have weak stems. They can be subdivided into five tastes with varying properties. Pungent herbs can bring warmth from the core of the body out to the limbs. Salty herbs are the most nutritious. Sour herbs stimulate digestion and reduce inflammation. Sweet herbs nourish and strengthen the body and regulate immune function. Bitter herbs aid digestion, reduce inflammation, and are good for the liver. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.